Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to all things great in sports history through the uniforms and numbers of the players that played some great events and games in sports history. And we're going to talk about on our sports break today, July 19th is a date for some very big events in sports history, and we have quite a few to talk about and quite a few uniform numbers to discuss as well. And we're going to have almost every number under the rainbow here. 3, 9, 14, 32, 24, 6, 27, 4, 21, 30, 19, 16, and 8 are our numbers that we'll be discussing today. So let's get right at it. July 19th, 1909, Cleveland shortstop Neil Ball completed the first modern unassisted triple play in Major League Baseball history as the Cleveland Indians posted a 6-1 victory over the Boston Red Sox. And on July 19th, 1910, the Cleveland Naps stud pitcher, Cy Young, the guy that the award's named after, won his 500th game of his Baseball Hall of Fame career as Cleveland knocked off the Washington Senators by the score of 5-2 in 11 innings. Young is, in fact, the only pitcher in Major League Baseball history to reach the 500-win milestone plateau. Walter Johnson's the next closest with a distant 417 victories on the mound, so he's well off the mark of 500. Now, July 19th, 1920, Babe Ruth, number 3 of the New York Yankees, hit his 30th home run of the 1920 baseball season, breaking his own single-season record. He would attain 54 throughout that season before breaking that record the year right after that in 1921. And July 19th, 1933, for the first time in Major League Baseball history, another first, there were two brothers on opposite teams that each hit home runs in the same game. Rick Farrell, who wore number 9 for the Red Sox, and Wes Farrell, number 14 for the Cleveland Indians, played against each other that day. July 19th, 1936, a great prospect is unveiled. A 17-year-old Cleveland Indians future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher, Bob Feller, wearing number 9 that season, made his MLB debut in relief in a 9-5 loss against the Washington Senators at Griffith Stadium in Washington, D.C. July 19th, 1950, the New York Yankees inked their first black players, number 32, Elston Howard, and Fred Baines. Now, Howard remained a Yankee fixture in the lineup for 13 seasons and was a pretty good ball player, too. July 19th, 1973, New York Mets outfielder and future Baseball Hall of Famer Willie Mays, number 24 in that famous uniform, he was named to the National League All-Star Game, forget this, the 24th time. He tied Stan Musial, a very famous number 6 of the St. Louis Cardinals. 24 times both of those men made the NL All-Star team. July 19, 1974, Cleveland Indians pitcher Dick Bozeman, number 27, tossed a no-no hitter against the Oakland A's. 4-0 was the score of that game. And on July 19, 1982, at the first annual Cracker Jack Old Timers Classic, a 75-year-old Luke Appling, who wore number 4 for much of his career with the Chicago White Sox, hit an astounding 250-foot rocket shot off of Warren Spahn, who wore number 21 for many seasons with the Braves. The retired players of the American League beat those of the National League 7-2. Luke Appling, big home run at 75 years old. July 19th, 1989, Cleveland Indians cleanup hitter Joe Carter, wearing number 30 on his jersey, had hit his fourth game with having registered 3 home runs in his career. Pretty big there. Have 4 games where you have 3 home runs in a single game. July 19th, 1990, pinstripe clad number 19, Dave Righetti pitched his 499th game as a roster member of the New York Yankee organization. In doing so, he passed the legend Whitey Ford, who wore number 16 for the majority of his Yankee career, with having the most appearances as a Yankee on the mound. And July 19th, 1991, Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., wearing number 8, proved what a true Iron Man he was as he played in his 1,500th consecutive game. And we know he went on from there to set the record for the most games played without missing one. So that's our sports break for today. That's some great sports events that have happened on July 19th. Hope you enjoyed this. If you need to have more, well, we got more for you. Lots of thousands of hours of sports history at sportshistorynetwork.com, where we have 26, 27 different podcasters just bringing you sports history by the audio method on podcasts. You can download, listen to it anytime. It's open 24/7, always there. You can also find us at jerseydispatch.com for some more posts and articles and more of our podcasts. And any of your available podcast providers have jerseydispatch.com, as well as pigskindispatch.com, our sister website, where we talk about football history every single day of the year and have a daily podcast there too. So check us out. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.